What's going on, internet? It is October 29th at the time of this recording, and I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of the A1 Podcast, a show where we talk about games, anime, and content creation. And as always, we have much love for all three, but no experts in any. And for those of you who don't know, A1 means actively practicing self-awareness, which is the standard that we strive for to create a positive vibe for the show. Now, before we actually get into our topics, I'd like to introduce to you our returning co-host. I actually really hate his nickname, but I'm a grown-ass man, so I'm not going to hate on it. But here he is, A1 Gerb. What is your opening statement?
First of all, do not expose the A1. Just, you could leave it as Gerb. You
know? But that's your nickname.
I know.
So you're giving it up already?
Nah.
You had that moniker. I know you had that moniker.
Yes, I still have it. But it's just like, I like the way it sounds, Gerb, you know? I like Gerb, because, you know, it's just...
So, but you're A1 Gerb in Twitch. Twitch.tv/A1Gerb. I have to address you as A1 Gerb.
You know, I was ready. I was hyping myself up. I was like, you know, doing the little rapper hand rubs and everything. And then all I heard is A1 Gerb. I'm like, yes, it's cool. I get it. But come on, just be like, you know, you got to be soft with the touch. You got to look at your Gerb. What's good? I got to be like, oh, what's good?
All right. And bringing into you our guest for the podcast. He has blessed us with his presence to give us his own perspective as a gaming and anime aficionado. Jack, say what's good to the people. Wait, your mic's a little bit low. Are you far away from your phone? Try to stay close to your phone.
That was a lot, but okay.
What do you mean that was a lot?
Aficionado.
I've talked to you about like gaming before. I know you. Yeah. I know you got some knowledge about it. You know what I'm saying? You got some opinions on it.
Yeah, but I'm not an aficionado.
Oh, really? Well, as far as like what games go, I mean, I know you played a lot of like Doom Eternal and stuff like that. But I guess in anime, are you more of like just the mainstream kind of guy, or you kind of search a little bit more about, you know, the underground type of animes?
I do searching a bit.
Like what? Like what?
I gotta think of some. Like the long sentence ones.
You know which show? It's not anime, but it kind of hit.
All right. I guess we'll talk about it when we reach the anime section of the podcast. Wait, Jared, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, This show was not anime, but it kind of hit a little good. Blood of Zeus.
Blood of Zeus.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's like about Greek gods and stuff. So it was kind of, it was aye.
All right. Let me just get through this intro, and then we'll start off with the gaming section so we can actually start having, like, you know, a free-flowing conversation about things. All right, so I guess as far as my opening statement goes, I know that Techtober... is almost ending, but the tech is still coming in their way. I know everybody's really excited about like PS5, MDGPs and all that, but you know, it is coronavirus. I just like to remind everybody, if you got the
Corona
money, go ahead, but you know, I guess I highly advise everybody to just try to be smart with how they spend. I guess I don't even know who I'm talking to be honest. I'm just talking to myself because I'm getting anxiety. I'm just getting anxiety just like looking at all these like tech and stuff.
Corona.
Alright, but anyways, I'm your host, Hidden Messiah, and without further ado, let's go live with episode 5. So starting off in the gaming section, these are just like quick tidbits, some gaming news that might prove useful to some of you guys. Epic Games, their $10 coupon that you actually get if you order Rocket League that is free on the Epic Games Store, it's going to be expiring on November 1st. Currently, Epic Games is also holding a Halloween sale. They got some discounts for a lot of big games like Control, Red Dead, Overcooked, etc. So for those of you who are curious, yeah, that could be good for you. I highly recommend spending your coupon on Ghost Runner, which I think actually got released on October 27th. Yeah. It's essentially just like a game that kind of takes inspiration from Doom's gameplay. It's very crackhead speed. It's very fluid. It's very reaction based. But you do not. It is first person, but it's not with a gun. It's with a sword, and it kind of is also reminiscent of like Katana Zero and Hotline Miami, where you have to clear certain rooms, but you have to be very creative and very, very slick with it. But yeah, I highly recommend Ghost Runner.
All I heard is first person, not with a gun, with a sword, and I
know you got excited.
I'm instantly bought. I'm like, wait, whoa. You telling me I could chop? I could do the chop. I could do Zoro, Daisenkai, whatever, you know, Daisenkai. I could just
it's like it doesn't go very, very flashy with its movement. It's flashy once you shoot a certain sequence, like you're killing this guy, then you wall jump, and then you.
That's
wall
what I'm
run,
saying. I don't need to be flashy. I'll make it flashy myself. I'll give anime names to every single one of those moves. All I heard was sword, first person, and not a gun. And I'm like, oh yeah, do the enemies have guns? So I could whoop them with the sword. Game with
you
a
can also deflect. You can deflect
it's over.
Bullets.
It's over.
Yo, it is pretty anime. It is pretty anime.
Ghost.
It is pretty. Yo. I requested it to you guys, like, in the Discord chat.
I forgot.
I actually want to review this game, to be honest. It's a pretty short game. It's like $23, but with the Epic coupon, it's going to be $13.
I'm already adding it to my cart. It's over. I'm excited. All I'm saying.
Oh, damn. Yo, we might have a review section maybe in the next podcast. Dang.
Ghost Runner.
But yeah, I'll at least check it out. I haven't played it yet. Kind of want to play it sometime soon. The art is very gorgeous.
This
story
contains mature content. Recommended only.
It has a demo. If you want to try it out, you don't have to buy it immediately.
Okay.
I'm just saying. But in the demo, just some first impressions about the game. The art was gorgeous. The story's not really enticing to me personally because the main character has amnesia, which is like very, very common in a video game. The character always has to have amnesia for some reason. I don't know why. And everybody around you is just sus. Because it is in a cyberpunk setting, so the government's corrupt, everything's corrupt, and the tech is just, you know, booming at that time. So, yeah, you kind of just expect everybody to be sus in a cyberpunk setting. So, but overall, very curious about the game.
That looks trippy. I like it.
But moving on to other gaming news, some other updates. Sekiro Shadows Die Twice is gonna get an update. You can now have me mention there's two modes. Yeah, the update came out. Wait, did you play a little bit of it already?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Tell us a little bit about it, I guess. Like what was your experience on it?
Did you play it before though?
No, I only saw a couple of videos. The thing with Sekiro is that I already put in at least 80 hours in that game. I really don't want to try the update and put me through stress again. I'm really not trying to do it. But I'm familiar with the modes and stuff like that, I guess.
So it lets you re-battle the bosses that you beat before.
Yeah. And I think there's also a mode where you only have one life and you can fight as many as you until you die.
Yeah, same. Bosses that you beat before.
Wait, really? So the first one is Gauntlet of Strength and the other one is Reflection of Strength. I thought the bosses that you can fight over and over again is like Reflection of Strength, but Gauntlet of Strength is different.
Yeah, Gauntlet of Strength.
So both of them
fight the bosses like in order of what group they're in. So like the Sheena, Shura, and depending on what path you played in the game, the bosses you
fight. Okay. I thought it was going to be... There's going to be some sections where you just... Where it's like Dynasty Warriors, where you're just fighting off a bunch of enemies and then you get to the boss.
Just the bosses.
Okay.
And you get costumes depending on which one you beat.
Yeah. And I think you can also record 30-second clips as part of the update, so you can send it to your friends. Just to send them some tips.
Yeah, like Dark Souls.
Like that's what I read. Yeah. I mean, what's your overall impressions about the game, I guess? I guess overall, like, you know, not just the DLC. I mean, yeah, not just a free update, just overall the game.
Like Shinobi Dark Souls, I guess. I don't.
Really? That's it? Because I love this game.
Yeah, you just broke his heart. Shinobi Dark Souls.
Fine. Shinobi Dark Souls, I guess. Yeah. I mean, it is made by FromSoft, but I don't know. My personal opinion, the gameplay just is a little. I guess it's hard to really explain, but the gameplay doesn't really remind me of Dark Souls. But I know the format that FromSoft has, like, it's very, like, the way that the map is, like, kind of made and laid out is definitely Dark Souls inspired and stuff.
I'm excited for the.
Makes it easier to practice.
For sure. Everything's faster, pretty much. Everything's easier to navigate. No. Oh, you're talking about the Demon's Souls remake, Jerb? I'm actually not excited.
I'm only excited because I never played the original.
I am excited too. Like, don't get me wrong, I want to finish the entire FromSoft catalog, but I'm on a break. Like,
just like 80 hours here. I kept it on another 100 hours here. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah. Like, I'm not. I already did. Okay. I did Sekiro. I did Dark Souls. And I did Dark Souls 3. I haven't played Bloodborne and Demon's Souls. But, like, I don't know. I'm kind of FromSoft out right now.
It's too much.
That's just. Dang.
You know, you guys remember before FromSoft where you used to make only good games, they used to make only bad games.
Yeah, but you know, I respect their grind even more knowing that.
Yeah.
They finally found their vision and they stuck to it. And honestly, like, their formula has not gotten old yet. Everybody craves for that.
Everybody
formula.
Wants to make a Dark Souls. Like, oh, yeah, it's Souls-like. Souls-like. Everyone just wants to do it now.
Yeah. I don't want to argue that you can make a lot of arguments that certain games have, like, certain AAA games wouldn't have been made without Dark Souls, but I don't want to get into that.
I don't think anyone would disagree with you even if you did.
Yeah. But, you know, I think all we can agree on is that Dark Souls is probably one of the most influential titles to come out.
You mean Demon's Souls, right?
Yes.
Technically, yes. But yeah, it's like, it didn't garner the same attention as Dark Souls 1.
No, Demon's Souls?
But Demon's Souls definitely, like, set them out.
Yeah,
as far
exactly.
As, like, you know,
Demon's Souls is basically what started them on the trend of just... It basically started the trend, and then Dark Souls just popularized it.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I'll play Demon's Souls remake maybe sometime, but as of right now, I'm good.
It's only
a PS5 exclusive?
It is? Then
it's only a PS5 exclusive?
If it is,
it's
I
not
already
time? So Final Fantasy 16 is coming out on PC. And Demon's Souls, well, I guess it was a PC exclusive, so they don't want to really release it to PC.
Wait, so if it's a
What's up?
If it's a PS5 exclusive, does that mean no mods? Yeah, mods are what makes the games fun sometimes. Like, they're already fun, it's just mods is what makes them funny fun. But it's okay, I'll accept that, I'll take that L.
I get what you mean. Wait, correct me if I'm wrong. Spider-Man is a timed exclusive. No, never mind. Spider-Man is a PS5 exclusive all the way throughout. Yeah. I don't think it's any way.
Yeah.
All right. I know there's one game that's like, why is this a why is this, like, not an exclusive, but Demon's Souls is, like.
Wait, which game is that?
You talk about 2K?
No, no, wait.
No, okay, I'm joking. PS5 exclusive. I know, but it's messing. I'm just joking around.
All right. Anyways, since I can't really remember, we're just going to move on. So I don't really talk about this, but I guess it's good to be aware of stuff. So Fall Guys, I think season 2 kind of flopped. I don't really know if anybody played it. I never played season 1, but all I know is that a lot of people were disappointed about season 2. Or maybe it's because Among Us just like came into the mix, even though that's an old ass game.
Here's the thing with Fall Guys.
What's up?
They with Fall Guys, I don't know if the developers or whoever, someone in there got so excited that so many people were playing that they actually thought it was a good game. Like they saw how popular it was, they actually thought, oh nah, this is actually a good game. Like Among Us. No, it's a fun game. Yeah, I'll give it that. But it's not like a, hey guys, oh my god, so many people love you. Let's make this competitive. We could actually make money off of this. We could actually make it like, you know. So they actually thought, oh no, yes, a season 2, like what we're gonna give for season 2, the same thing as season 1 except with better skins. This is not Fortnite. This doesn't work. You can't be super competitive with it. The reason those type of games work is because they could go into esports and be very competitive. So every time it's the same game getting released, people don't care because they're just trying to be the best. They're not trying to like play for fun. But really? Yeah. But Fall Guys is a game you play for fun. So when you release a season 2 and it's just the same thing as season 1 with more skins, it's just like, and then you hype it up as if it's some great big thing. Just like, yeah, no, it's not gonna work.
Did it really hype itself up? I thought it was well aware that it was a meme, because it put up the three dragon meme where it's like The Witcher, Cyberpunk, and then Fall Guys.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. The company, they probably thought, oh, this is gonna be some big thing. We all knew. We were just like, oh, this is just one of those fun games to play.
If they truly believed it was gonna be a big thing, why did they only release 2 new maps? Or I don't know. I heard that it wasn't that.
You see that? That's the, what is that? That's the AAA formula. You only release like a map or two. You don't release like a whole thing.
It's Fall Guys.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not PUBG.
That's what I said. They started treating it as if this was going to be the greatest next big thing in esports or something. Or like, you know.
Did they really? This is not a competitive game. What? They were good on their, they were sliding in there. Like, you know what I'm
Remember,
saying?
They didn't do a sequel. They did a season 2. What other games follow that formula? Think about it. Season 2. Oh yeah, we got a new map.
Man.
Some skins. You see what I mean? They were treating it as if they saw the popularity and they thought, oh, we could make this competitive. Yeah, no. So people play for fun. Now, in those type of games, simply anytime there's a new fun thing, it kills it. Like Among Us. Mm. You know how, what is it? FaZe? FaZe try to do like Among Us tournament. What? That's dumb.
Why?
Yeah. Do you see what I mean, right? That's dumb. It's like trying to do a Fall Guys tournament. Why?
I don't know how I feel about that.
Just because it's popular doesn't mean it's going to work competitively. It's one of those things to make fun. So once the next big fun thing comes out, hi, bye, Among Us.
Yeah. I don't know how long Among Us will last. There's already Plasmophobia, but I don't think that's really getting too much traction. Have you played Plasmophobia?
Not yet.
Okay. Dang. Jack, how about you? Have you played any of these three games? Jack's asleep.
He didn't like my long rant. Just like, he thought it was gonna wait like it was gonna last like 40 minutes of me just talking.
Yo, Jack, you back? Did you hear what I said?
Nope.
No. I asked if you played Fall Guys, Among Us, or Plasmophobia. Any of those three?
Played Fall Guys. Among Us was weird. I didn't really get to play it. I didn't play the last one.
You didn't play the last one? How do you feel about Fall Guys?
I enjoy it.
It's rough. Oh, yeah.
I play with my brother most times.
I play like...
Gotcha.
I played Fall Guys like 3 times and I was just like, why did I spend money on this game?
You spent money on Fall Guys?
Don't you have to buy it?
Oh no, I'm talking to Gerb.
Wait, I thought you had to buy it.
Oh, I thought it was free on PS4.
It is.
Oh. Oh. Gerb, you bought it on PC? You have a PS4.
I didn't know. I'm okay.
You only buy for costumes is what you would spend money on the PS4.
Oh.
Nah, he spent money on the Steam, like whatever. Regrets. PC.
Regrets.
Yeah, but yeah, you only purchased like costumes and stuff. That's why I went like, wait, you spent money on Fall Guys?
I didn't know that. That is the biggest waste. No wonder they thought that they were going to
be a big money.
Wait, here's the thing. No wonder they thought. I think it was like under the discount or something. But no wonder they thought there was going to be a big thing of people spending money on it by mistake.
That's crazy.
It's like, you know, those, what do you call it? You know, those emails, the scam ones. That's what Fall Guys is. Tell me you're making me spend money buy a game that's free on PS4. That's disrespectful.
I respect them. They got their fame. You know what I'm saying? They made do what they can. They did flop on season 2, but hey.
It was a pretty fun game for a group of people.
It was a great season 1. Tim the Tat Man, helped them as well on that too. It was actually kind of interesting.
It's a fun game. It's not an esports.
But yeah, I'm not trying to hate on any of these three games. But I will say that I am not interested in any of these three. I don't think I'll ever play.
Fall Guys is like a try and play game.
What are you saying? Wait, what's up?
You have to try it.
What'd you say?
See how you like it.
Among Us is that game where I feel like we're all gonna end up fighting by the end of it.
Like I said, I'm not trying to, you know, hate on anything. I just don't care enough for it, so I'm just gonna leave my opinion out of this. That's all. There's a lot of games that I shared that I will like. I just don't want to try it. That's all.
League.
I'm well aware of that. I am not gonna like League. I genuinely don't think that I will like League.
Hey, the community is only toxic. Nothing wrong with that. It's one of the most toxic communities that could be around. One of them.
How does League stay afloat with all of with the fact that they have this really bad reputation? I'm actually curious about that. Is it just because of the esports, and then how much money is back from that?
I think it's also because it's actually a fun game. Because every time I play, it's fun. It's just every time someone speaks, it's just like, bro, just shut up. Because everyone takes it super seriously. But the game itself is not bad.
So it's a really balanced game. It's just that everybody's just a bunch of Neanderthals or something, I guess.
Yep. That's literally it. Fortunate.
Okay.
So you could be having fun, but it's not really the most new player friendly thing. Because if you don't know what you're doing, they're going to roast you infinitely.
That's fine.
For the whole game.
Yeah. But even without League, they have Valorant. So, damn, they've been killing it.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Now, here's the thing with Valorant, though.
What's up?
Valorant is that game that it's not as popular as you think it is. It's popular.
I'm sure it's not.
It's popular to watch. People watch it. Not that many people play it. The queue times are very long.
I mean, it's probably more popular than Amazon's game.
You know, Amazon has a
game. Yes. Can we hold up, let me search this up because I know Amazon tried their best at making their own esports game.
Wait, I think I heard about this because Kenny told me once. That's great.
Yeah, it's called Crucible. It's a free to play multiplayer. Oh, yeah. Is it a shooter looter?
Yo.
A shooter looter. All I know is that game was launched in May. And it's done. Right now,
launched a game, Amazon, with all that money, and they couldn't advertise a good game.
They didn't care for the game, I guess.
I guess it makes sense. Plus, it doesn't sound like exciting. Crucible, that sounds edgy.
Yeah, but
you gotta go
RP that game.
Trapped in another world with my mother and sister, who are adopted. I don't know, some dumb anime name like that.
What else? There was another shooter. Anyways, I can't remember it, so I guess we're just gonna move on from that. Yeah. All right, next naming news. This is just for something that I'm interested in. I like to keep up on maybe the future of like gaming or just tech in general. And I found this article about a new VR treadmill that is slated to release, or rumored to be released in like mid 2021. It is called the Virtuix Omni One, which was actually been in development in 2013. And essentially, I mean, it's kind of just like a full-on VR machine, you know? Like, if you're actually playing a game like maybe Call of Duty, like, if you have the VR set up, like, with this VR treadmill, you're actually running, you're holding the gun like you're supposed to, you're doing all these exercises to actually, like, play the game and stuff. So I thought that was really interesting. It's very polished. A lot more polished than previous VR consoles. But let me pass it on to you, Jerb. How do you feel about that?
Okay, let me be honest here. Imagine if all these animes with VR in it wouldn't have come out. You know how exciting and amazing hearing this will be? I just thought about it. I think VR is ruined based off the fact how animes make it look, oh, no, just lay down and play.
I doubt that.
Because think about this.
VR hasn't even started yet. Like,
no, but like, that's the thing. You know, just think about it. Think about how exciting this sounds. You literally get strapped to a machine and run, and your character does everything. But since it's not like the anime level ones where you just put a helmet and done, you're in the game. You don't even have to move. I feel like, because VR, the crazy things about VR is how amazing it is. But every single anime and every single show that showed VR as like, oh, simple, just put this one little thing on and you're good, kind of ruins it, because it takes the excitement away from the fact that, dude, you know, think about when you were younger and you dreamed that you could be in the game, and that's basically what we're getting. And we're getting closer and closer and closer.
I guess what you're trying to say is that anime is looking way too ahead on VR.
Makes us look at the actual VR that's, you know, in that path looking kind of is aight.
But like, you see movies like Star Wars, nobody's...
Yeah, but like, you don't see the VR in Star Wars. You see what I mean? So it's
I'm just trying to understand your point, because like,
I think about VR right now. Okay, think about SAO, right? When SAO came out, everyone wanted that. You know, every single game that came out, they started dual wielding, and everyone just wanted to dual wield because of SAO.
Really? I wanted to dual wield way before SAO.
I know, me too, but it's just like SAO just made it like,
I wanted Sora to double wield way before SAO.
We all wanted to be Kirito. We all wanted to put on that helmet, like go, like, oh yeah, we love that. We just wish we wouldn't be trapped and die in real life. That's the only thing we hated about it, but everything was good. And it's just, until VR reaches that point, I feel like no one's gonna truly be like satisfied with VR. So it reaches the point where we just put a helmet and lay down. Cause
like, I'm not trying to argue that VR is like the thing right now. Like I said, like this article is just me trying to look forward to, you know, future tech. Cause I know VR is gonna be relevant at some point. Right. So I just need the journey for that. That's all.
So exactly. Article, once VR gets there though, I'll be the first online. I'll pre-order it. $3,000. I'll try to have it saved by then. Okay, I have everything ready.
This one's only $2,000.
Yeah, but like it has one thing that I can't. If you notice, when look at the video when he's running, he's taking very short strides. I have long legs. I can't do that.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, this is gonna fuck up. Like,
yeah,
I want to run faster than usual, but I can't because of the limited space that I have on this treadmill.
Exactly. But that's the only thing. Me and also, you don't have enough space to prone, like, you know, lay all the way down. So let's say I'm trying to hide in a bush, like completely getting ready to, you know, trying to immerse myself. Like, oh, I'm playing this shooting game. Okay, cool. I see the bushes. Let me try to strategically lay down, you know, crawl over there. Next thing you know, I'm like, I'm trying to lay down. I'm just like, why am I in the circle? Like a little, just like hugging. Looking like I'm hugging a pillow. But it's cool though. It's cool. Everything looks great. Yeah, yeah. It's just that one.
Nitpicks. Yeah, actually, that was a good point when you mentioned about like the running thing, because
yeah,
there's gonna be certain complications where it just doesn't feel natural. Like I'm gonna have to change at some point.
Yeah, that's not a good comparison.
Anyways, the PS5, another thing about the PS5 that I really liked was that if you actually zoom in, you can see a bit of detail on how the texture is. So you see the triangle, square, X kind of laid out, and it's really slick. I don't know why they didn't brag about that.
Yeah, they didn't brag. That's the thing. I'm like, that. If I was good. Them, I'm like, hey guys, we're already great. As a flex, we're gonna put X's and O's and squares and triangles on our controllers, like little text.
Yeah, they really went out with my controller. That controller is beautiful.
Everyone else talks about it. They don't.
Did y'all see the comparisons with the Xbox, the new controller for Xbox with the PS5 controller?
They have a new controller. I even know.
I mean,
it's the Xbox.
I think it's
the Xbox controller with the extra button.
Yeah. But is it the same size as the Xbox, the PS5 DualSense? Is it the same size as the Xbox now? I think, because I looked at the comparison with the PS4 controller, it's slightly bigger than the PS4 controller, but not by much. It's still kind of small. Yeah. Hold on, let me hold up mine. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. The OG.
I have to sell this. I actually like this design, but I might have to sell it.
I'm not gonna lie, the light thing looks way cooler when I'm using it with my PC than when I'm using it with the PS4. Because with the PS4, it feels like it dies too fast, but most of the times I have it connected. So
are you saying you want that light bar to come back?
I'm not saying that. First of all, that took a lot of battery. I'm just saying, it does look cool.
It takes away unnecessary battery, but it doesn't take up that much.
No, but what I'm saying is it does look cool, though. I'll give it that. It does look cool. But the fact that you couldn't turn it off was kind of weird.
Like, if you have a controller... Excuse me? I need to drink water, yo. I'll be talking too much. But if you have a controller that's, like, clear... Well, you can see the interior for this controller.
It makes it this look less sick. Cool.
Nah, like, all matte black is still great.
Yeah. No, but let's say the all matte black with, like, the light, that's what makes it looks cooler. Because of that, but I see why they came out.
Yeah. The light is still on the DualSense 5. I mean the DualSense controller
on the touchpad.
Yeah. It's actually growing on me, like the touchpad on the DualSense. Even though it doesn't.
I don't ever use it, but I like when some games allow you to use it as like the buttons. So depending on where you touch. It depends what it does. I like that because that's a great quick way to use a potion or anything like that. Dope.
I like the mute button.
What?
Actually, that's a good point.
Yeah. No, that's true. If you want to mute somebody, that's true. Yeah, definitely. No.
Because you used to have to go to your, like, you leave the home button press, go to the settings for the chat, and then mute yourself. You couldn't just mute.
So is that mic, like, really integrated in the control? Yes. I asked this last podcast.
Yes, it is.
Oh my god, I can't turn it
off.
It
has a mute button.
Yeah, you have a.
Still.
Okay, you turn it off.
There's
though.
A button you can use to turn off the mute the sound.
I don't trust that. I don't trust.
I'll put it on. Say, I hate all of you. Turn it off. Because remember, moderation, guys. You know, it's you can't be saying crazy stuff.
Huh?
Remember, you can't be saying some crazy stuff because moderation.
Yes.
No, in a whole court hearing, you just hear like, "Hey, Jerv just mentioned Lisa," and I'm like, "Yeah, no, it wasn't me."
I guess there's no excuse anymore if you're playing co-op with strangers. You gotta have your mic on. You can't be quiet anymore.
No, just use the mute button.
You don't have to. I think
you better fucking talk because it's a team game. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, you have no excuse to say I don't have a mic. I just realized
out of here.
You have no excuse now. You could have it muted on, but there's no literally like, oh, sorry, I don't have a mic. That excuse doesn't exist anymore. That's
if you're in a team game, you better be trying to talk. You better be saying something.
If you're trying to play League on PS5, I'm just saying you better talk all the way. I'm so happy League doesn't have voice chat.
There's no excuse. I'm so happy League doesn't have voice chat.
What do you mean? Think about the most toxic community in gaming without voice chat. That's just the text. Imagine
you already have like a text, like, you know, a box that you can put like a, you know, that you can chat in.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine if they had voice chats with strangers on the most toxic game, toxic community in the world.
That'd be fire. That's content.
Oh, yeah. It's great. You turn it on, the first thing you do, bam. Like, damn. I didn't even say anything.
I think you should always enable voice chat and just put a rated M. Wait, no, you can't put rated M. Can you?
Wait, what's league rated at?
Not M. It's very friendly.
Oh, man.
A toddler could play it.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. Maybe voice chat.
They'll get roasted, but they could play it. Like, you'd be like, oh, sorry, he's just like 4 years old. Well, does that mean his mom is young enough? And like, what?
Man, I don't know.
Maybe we could talk about this topic someday, about voice chat. But I think league should have voice chat. Actually,
league should have voice chat and just the option to mute everyone before you enter the game. So if you literally don't want to hear anyone, you could not hear it.
Okay. And, last thing about the PS5, the white panel. I really want to paint it. But that's it. That's really it. That's my overall thoughts. PS5 looks good. I'm not going to get it probably till next year.
You could buy side paint.
Wait, what?
There is a website where you could buy side panels.
Oh, no. They're probably going to make some great dirt because of how easy it detaches.
Side panel looks like it's made to be detached.
It's called Plate Station.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Honestly. You know
I already know that was going to happen, yeah.
You know what's the first thing that's probably going to end up happening? They're going to make a side panel where you don't need the mount.
I guess.
They're probably going to do that because...
But how... Here's my thing.
Miles Morales, it makes sense because they were doing like a lot of callbacks.
They did it in
Spider-Man. I guess, but I don't need callbacks. I need you to...
No, but here's the thing. I want D-Luke. They did... Like,
American TV show or like movie
that has
or any long title like
the first Prince of
Nah, that one kind of hits
the longest
Twilight.
That's not dumb as hell to me. The idea is based on internet. It is only a long, like
it's no, but here's the thing.